I'm afraid of doing, but I'm too curious not to do it.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, empowering and celebrating women in tech around the world. And right now we are in Sofia, Bulgaria. Yes, I can't wait for our next interview. It's going to be awesome. Hello, Jovita.
Hi.
Okay, am I saying your name right?
Yeah, it's totally correct.
Okay, cool. Because it's spelled J-O-V-I-T-A,
yes.
But you say yo.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So go ahead, introduce yourself formally and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so like you said, I'm Jovita. I am originally from Lithuania, and for 2 last months I'm living in here in Bulgaria, in Sofia, and I'm working as junior Java developer at Novarto.
Now, why did you move? Are you here for the long term? Why did you move from Lithuania to Bulgaria?
Honestly, it's really a hard question, and each time when people ask me why, my answer is all the time different, because I've been here 2 years ago with my Erasmus studies, and I fall in love with the country. I fall in love with the people, of course, food. I love their native food, like lutonitsa. It's wonderful. You should try it.
I don't think I've tried it yet.
You should. It's amazing. And well, Lithuania is a flat land, and I love mountains. And here, even in Sofia, you can see mountains, and it's amazing. So mountains, people, culture. Like, I fall in love with this country, and I wanted to come back. Everyone told me that I'm crazy. Why Bulgaria? You are a software developer. You could go to Germany, Scandinavian countries, and earn good money. Why Bulgaria? And it's just a simple reason. Like, when after my Erasmus studies, I felt that part of me is left in Bulgaria, and I just was not feeling, you know, full of me. I felt that someone is calling me back there, and I wanted to get that part of me back to me. So I chose again to come back to Bulgaria.
And since you've been back, how's it felt?
Like, really? I never felt so happy. I don't know why. It's just every day I woke up with a smile. Every evening I go to sleep with a smile, with the same smile. And I'm really happy. So again, you know, money is not everything.
Oh, I love that. And you said you just got a great apartment.
Yes.
Which you're excited about.
Yes. Like, all the procedure of moving here, I thought it's going to be much easier, because after Erasmus, I had friends here, but it was not like that. When I was looking for apartment, like, for a whole month, it was really hard.
How did you find your job?
Honestly, my friends helped from here. They, like, suggest me that this company, I wrote to other companies too, but I'm really bad when I need to do some tasks. And when you are trying to get a job in an IT company as a developer, you are given with multiple, like, tasks and things to answer immediately. And when I feel stressed, my brain, like, blocks, and yeah, I cannot do anything. It's my minus. And this company that I'm working now, they gave me all the conversation was totally different and unusual. They were just speaking with me like old friends, having laughing with me. And they just gave me a task, like to make a program and send them. So it was really great stuff to do because there was no like immediate, there was no need of immediate answer.
Right.
I had like time to think, to find best solution. And they gave me like few weeks to making that program work. And I was, you know, after when I had free time, I was doing it, coding without stress. I sent them, they liked my task, and yeah, they invited me in Sofia.
So Novarto is a software consulting company with seasoned expertise in providing businesses with quality solutions for customer engagement and commerce. What about the Novarto culture really excites you?
Honestly, I love my colleagues. They're like bigger brothers, sisters, and it's like a huge family. And I didn't expect them to be so friendly with me. You know, I'm a foreigner and they're really up to like speaking English in office just because of me. They're teaching every day me some Bulgarian words, like writing on the board 5 words each day and teaching me how to speak. And that's really friendly, and I did not expect that. Also, you know, I have to do so much documentation, so many documentations to stay here more than 6 months. So they are helping me with all kind agencies here because it's strange that in the governmental institutions, they do not speak English. So they comes with me and helps me, and I'm really happy about that.
When did you first get excited about technology?
Honestly, I've never been in technology before. Like, maybe in my last year at school.
High school.
Because then, honestly, then was my first time when I heard about software engineering, programming, anything like that. Because before, I had no idea about that. And that was the first time. And I got like really good IT mentor who helped me. And honestly, he sold IT to me. I was not interested in it at all. I was interested in math, in chemistry, and the most history. And he just saw my potential in developing. Yeah. And he said, he was like pushing me, you should do that. And I said, no, I'm not interested. Like, I had, in those days, I had just Facebook account, maybe that's all.
Yeah.
And I was not using computer, just for studying. And he said, you're good at that, you should do that. And after a year, he sold me IT. And when I was filling documents for university, in the first place appeared software engineering, and then I got my, like, it got my attention.
Do you remember the moment when you started studying software engineering that you're like, this is what I want to do with my life?
It really happened in the last year at university, because before I had, like, I was not working during my 3 years at university, just in the last year. And exactly when I got my first job, because I was not sure if I'm going to like it, if I'm going to be good at that. And then when I saw that I can do it, I saw that I like it, it's interesting. And then I realized that I really want to do that. Because before I was part of many like other organizations, like I was organizing all kind of events, and it was not even close for being developer. And yeah, my first job like showed me that I really like that. I want to be in that. And one day I want to be like really strong developer that I could share with other people and help them.
And like, how do you continue to learn now that you're in your job? What empowers you to become better and better at what you do?
Honestly, well, currently I'm doing at this point, I'm just learning because I changed a job, so a lot of new technologies came, and I need to know them to be able to work properly. So I'm studying all the time and having in mind that IT is the in general, technology is the field that is not something stable. It's evolving every day. And if you will be not growing with it together, one day you will be just useful because your knowledge will be old and not necessary to anyone, and you will have no job. And it's just simple motivation not to get, behind.
Yeah. And what's some obstacle, a really big obstacle that you successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Probably the biggest obstacle is me, like myself. All my life, I'm really scared of everything. Even when I was studying, I was all the time thinking, I can't do that. I just can't. It's too hard for me. Also, some demotivation from environment, like, you can't do that. You're wasting your time with those organizations I told you before, and you're not specifying your, like, you're not putting your all attention for programming. You will not succeed. And I feel, I'm wasting my time. And I was like really sure that it's not like going to happen, but that my fear that I'm going to fail somehow makes me to move, and also I'm very curious about everything, and I'm afraid of doing, but I'm too curious not to do it, and I just do it.
You're afraid of doing it, but you're so curious. Your curiosity is stronger than your fear.
Yes, exactly.
That's so interesting. I've never heard of that before.
Believe me, I was scared of this conversation too, because I was thinking, I'm not something like who has a startup. I'm not like with a lot of experience in this field. And I thought, no, I can't do that. I'm so afraid. But then I thought, oh, but something new that I have never did. I really want to try it. And I came here.
So this is your first podcast?
Yes.
I love it. Thank you for being that curious.
Thank you.
I think it's great that you're on the podcast. What I know that you're part of Coding Girls and Rails. Like, what kind of communities have you joined here in Sofia to immerse yourself into the tech culture?
So for now, officially, I'm sure, like, I'm not in part of any kind of organization, but I'm trying to become, like, for now, I'm communicating with Coding Girls and with the founder of this organization. So I'm trying to become, because I'm here, like, just for a few months. Everything is new, and so it would be Coding Girls.
Where can people find out more about you? Like, where are you online?
Probably the best place is LinkedIn. Yeah, sorry.
And here, I'll spell your name for everyone so that they could find you on LinkedIn. It's Jovita. How do you say your last name?
Kashemekaitite.
Right? So it's Jovita, last name Kazemekaitite, and we'll of course include it in the show notes. Our incredible teammate Carl will make sure to have it there for you, so you could easily connect with Jovita. And so, do you plan on staying in Sofia for a while then?
I hope I'm going to stay here for a long time. I really like here.
What's your favorite app, website, hardware? Software.
For now, my favorite app is Learn Bulgarian.
Learn Bulgarian. <Yes. laughs> Does Duolingo have Bulgarian?
I honestly didn't check that, because I found that app and it's really comfortable because you need no internet connection and it's spelling you the words correctly. You can read it, hear it, and it's really convenient because it consists of all the phrases you need in daily life.
And in the 2 months, you've been here 2 months?
Yes.
In the 2 months that you've been here, how much Bulgarian do you speak now?
I can order food.
You can order food?
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's really important. Also, I'm starting to understand what the people are speaking in Bulgarian, because I had some background from my Erasmus studies here.
I mean, we all have to start somewhere. I'm sure a year from now you're going to be absolutely fluent in Bulgarian when I hopefully have the opportunity to come back to Sofia. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. What is the best piece of advice you've gotten so far?
Okay, so the best advice, it's the advice I read in one programming book. It's that there is no reasonable excuse to do less than your best.
There is no reasonable excuse to do less than your best.
Yes, yes.
Well, then, I'm glad I'm doing the Women in Tech podcast. Thank you so much. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Jovita Kashimikaitytė, based here in Sofia, Bulgaria, and I'm Java developer, and you're listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. And I'd like to welcome Nina to talk a little bit about what Swiss EP is. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. We are working in emerging markets and supporting young entrepreneurs, but also the supporting organizations like Incubator Accelerator. We started a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence, which means that experts can come and work with our startup founders here and startup teams and supporting organizations. We cover accommodation and travel expenses, and you get to meet really amazing people here, and not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and ecosystem facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.